My illumination
shines out ray by ray, unstoppable. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. And we'll push it along to the instant illumination. My illumination shines out ray by ray, unstoppable. What does that mean, that my illumination shines out ray by ray, unstoppable? Wherever we go, people know who we are before we open our mouth. People know who we are before we even enter the room. People know who we are as we're walking down the street and they're sitting on their porches. And they look out and they see our vibrations. Now, let me just say this. Good people, that is people who are interested in good vibrations, do not see bad vibrations. They do not tune in to people who are wearing bad vibrations. And bad people do not tune in to people who are wearing good vibrations. They tune in to people who are of the same ilk that they are. So if you are ever seeing a person's vibrations in a negative sense, then that means there's some negativity in you. And that means your vibrations are negative in that area. So, say for instance you're standing there in front of your house. All right, let's just take Sybil Agabua down in Nigeria, in Wari. And Sybil went to her office. And as she drove up to her office, she saw the boys in the street having a fit of anger about something or other. They were after some sort of a political activity, and they were turning over cars and setting them on fire and things like that. She drove right through these burning cars to her office parking lot. That's what she had to do to get to the lot. And she pulled into her office parking lot, got out of her car after blessing her car. I surround you with my pure white light of love. She went into her office and she worked. And at one point she was passing the window, she looked out, and she saw the boys were still busy burning cars. And her car, naturally, was untouched. Well, quitting time came. She went out to her car, and there was a burning car in the way of her driving out of the parking lot. So she turned to the boys and she said, "Boys, would you please move that burning car? I can't get out of my parking place." And the boy says, "Sure, lady." And they pushed the car out of the way, and she drove out and went home. Now, why was her car untouched? Because it was not in her vibrations. It was not her ray of illumination. Why were they cooperative with her where they were being very unpleasant to other people's cars? You know, because her vibrations were not frightful vibrations. Her vibrations of illumination were pure and beautiful and simple and wonderful. She was in her home and alone one evening, and her home is a big walled, a building with a big wall around, just like a castle, you know, and glass on top of the wall so people shouldn't climb over it very well. But there were always these people who get through. And so, as she was sitting there reading her lessons, a knock came at the door, a pound came at her, bom, 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 let me in. She ignored it. And the pounding persisted for quite a little while. And so she just said to herself, "I wrap you in my pure white light of love," and released it. Now, why did the pounding come to her door in the first place? Well, the pounding was whatever she named it. And she named it curiosity. And so she named it the end of the curiosity, and then the person went away, not touching her house at all, and yet molesting the neighbor's homes, taking things from the neighbor's homes and being a very unsavory character, you know. So, now, how could Sybil Agabua do this? How could she do this in the city that was torn by strife for a period of time, and yet she drove right through it untouched? How could she do that? Because my illumination shines out ray by ray, and her illumination shone out with the idea that she is surrounded by her pure white light of love. All her ways are peace, and all her paths are pleasantness. And the way is open before her. I am surrounded by my pure white light of love. All my ways are peace. All my paths are pleasantness. And the way is open before me. You see, she doesn't say, oh, those naughty people, they're burning cars. Oh, those naughty people, they're upset about something. And they're doing it in my front yard. And they're doing it in front of my office and stuff. She didn't think a thing about it. The way was open for her to go through. Now, her consciousness was a little down after a day's work. And she looked out and saw the burning cars and then one right in front of her car. And her consciousness was just a little down. But nonetheless, she walked straight to the boys and said, fellas, would you move that car, please? Sure, lady. Thinking nothing. Just like it was their mother, you know, and perhaps even better than their mother. But they moved the car. You see, we are illumination, and our illumination shines out ray by ray just who we are. Do we have terrible experiences happen in our life? Don't knock it. Just remember, what is your vibration, your ray of love? What is your attitude toward whatever the situation is that comes up in your life? Yeah. It's not a matter that the situation is good, bad, or indifferent. It's a matter that what is your attitude about it? If your attitude about any situation is that that situation is terrible, that's so terrible, then the situation is going to be terrible. If your attitude about the situation is, hey, all is in divine order for me. I am untouched by this. I'm undisturbed by this. You know, and you look at the burning cars. If she were disturbed by the burning cars, they would have gotten her car too. But she was untouched by it. Now, well, what about all those other people and their cars? And their cars are burning. And why didn't she stop the other cars from burning? Why didn't she stop the riot? Why didn't she put the whole thing in order? Well, she did. As far as she was concerned, all was in divine order. You understand? All was in divine order. Now, that 10,000 fold on one side and 1,000 on the other is nothing to her. You know? She believes in her purity. She believes in her right action. She believes in her truth. Now, you, when you're driving down the street in your car, do you surround yourself with your pure white light of love? And know all your ways are peace and all your paths are pleasantness and the way is open for you. Save me, dear God. Don't let any accidents happen to me. Oh, I will go in safety. I will go protected in the divine light. Oh, I'll be protected from all these terrible things. Well, you don't believe in anything. You believe that there is trouble out there and you're liable to get your share. And you're just hoping upon hope that perhaps it won't be too bad a share. You see, when the priest and the minister and the rabbi, as they were aboard our aircraft carrier during the Second World War, they would hold services. And I attended all their services because I enjoyed seeing how each one was operating their program. And each one of them, all three of them, spoke their prayer. And they said, this ship is surrounded in God's pure white light of love. This ship is on a mission of responsibility for our country, and this ship is blessed. Now, they said things of that nature. They didn't say, protect us, guide us, and all that stuff, although that was in some of the hymns that were in the hymn books they had. But the thing is, that's not what they said. They were not about to put into the minds of these men any more anxiety than they already had. They wanted to put the idea of peace in the ideas of these men, so that when they were out there facing the enemy on shooting their guns or flying their airplanes, that the men would realize that they were surrounded by the pure white light of love, and quite likely they would scare the enemy away. They would not even fire a shot. Now, a scared enemy that you can't fire and you can't shoot, that's okay too, you know. But then they'll come back another day. But no, hey, I scared you. Now you stay away. Boom, boom, you're dead, like the game the children play, you know. But hey, no way, I chased you out of my backyard. What happens when a bully comes along and wants to hurt a person? The bully comes along and says, hey, pipsqueak, you know, you're a nothing. You're a, you know. And you say, hi, how are you doing today? Why are you trying to be friendly to me? Because you're a nice guy. Well, that's not going to get you off. Get me off from what? You are a loving person. You are really a fantastic person. I've seen how you acted, if you ever see him doing things. And if they didn't see him doing it, you can say it anyhow, and they won't know that you didn't see it, and they will think that you did see it. I saw you when you were helping that old lady across the street. Oh, you weren't supposed to see that. Yeah. I saw you when this man who was in his 80s, he dropped his coin purse on the ground, and you helped pick up the coins and put them in the purse, and you saw how little he had to live on, and you took out a handful of coins from your own pocket and put it in his coin purse. I saw that. But, you see, and even if the person didn't do it, are they going to let you know that they didn't do that? Are they going to let you know that you didn't really see that? Mm-hmm. That's not them. They're going to take credit for it. Mm-hmm. They're going to say, you know. But agree with your adversary quickly. Agree with him in wonders and magic and beauty. Agree with him with your rays of illumination, your rays of wisdom. And there are thousands of parables and articles in the Bible about, you know, a happy heart chases away gloom and things like that. Well, this is true. This is true. Our rays of love invite only love into our life. Our rays of peace, harmony, joy, truth, goodness invite only that into our life, because that's all we're able to see. So, my friends, you got the message. My illumination shines out ray by ray, unstoppable, and I am the only one who chooses what my rays are in advance by my positive thinking, my joyous heart, and my love for myself. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.